Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.
Percent of children are born without fathers in America, up from 5% 30 years ago. We are destroying our nation. I'm a father, and that's why I'm here on Generations every day on this station. Thank you for joining us today. I have 5 children. That's 5 reasons why I am on the air. Here are the results for George Barna's latest survey. George Barna does surveys on Christian churches, Christian families, and the rest. He did a survey here on parenting. He found that only 3 out of 10 born-again parents included salvation of their child in the list of critical parental emphases. Unbelievable. Only 30%, 3 in 10, only 30% of Christian parents think that their children's going to heaven is a value worth pursuing. Unbelievable. Here's more on that particular survey. Only 1 out of every 5 parents identified instilling a set of religious beliefs as an important part of raising children. Almost double the percentage of parents ranked a good education as a more desired goal for their children than a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. When asked what makes a parent successful, only 4% identified prayer as an integral part of parenting, and a scant 1% pointed to good character. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where our nation is today. It's shocking. You know, I'm not really surprised by the results, because the fact of the matter is, we have talked on this program several times about the fact that most children from Christian homes do not carry on their parents' faith, whatever that was. Faith? Parents, by the millions across this nation, have been indoctrinated in the wrong worldview. It's the wrong faith. They have come to believe the wrong thing. Why? Because they've been listening to the wrong philosophy. They've been listening to television. They've attended public schools. Over years and years and years and years of receiving the wrong worldview in your science classes, in your math classes, in your English classes, from the media, from Tom Brokaw, or anybody else that does not take a biblical worldview, after a while, that's the kind of worldview you give your children, and that's the way you treat your children. Ladies and gentlemen, the root problem is if a parent does not consider their own faith worth conveying to their children, either they do not love their children or they do not love God. It's just that simple. And that doesn't surprise me at all, because I didn't love my children very much in the early years of my parenting. And as it turns out, loving children has a lot to do with loving God. And that's the topic for our program today. Loving our children and loving God. We'll be back in just a moment. You stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, McKinney, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com. Seven out of ten parents don't mind if their children go to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to believe. We did several programs on, do you want your children in heaven? Apparently there are some folks out there saying, I don't know, what's on Fox tonight? Folks, it's a values issue. It's a values question. They've got the wrong worldview. They've been trained in the wrong set of values, and inevitably that plays out in how they raise their children, how they love their children. Dave Buhner is on mic with us today in studio. Thank you, Dave, for joining us. You are the producer of this program, but you also happen to have an opinion. Dave, shocking. I mean, I could hardly find words to express what I felt about this survey from George Barna.
Kevin, when you told me the results of the survey, my jaw dropped, and I spent the last 10 minutes just wanting to break out and weep for these children. I'm utterly speechless at this point.
I think we're getting down, though, Dave, to a root problem in the society. I mean, if a society, if they cannot love their children enough to share God with their children, we got a root problem in this country. There's people in this country that don't love their children. They don't love God. And they're not the only ones, because I'm telling you, Dave, I didn't love my children very much from the day I first had my children. And it boils down to a real heart issue here. People are hard to love. Children are hard to love. That is the facts. We're not necessarily lovable people, and yet God has come to us and said, love your children. In fact, the Bible says that older women in the church need to teach the younger women to love their husband and love their children. This is not something that comes naturally, but it's something we've got to do. We've got to learn to love the unlovable, and ultimately, God loved the unlovable. God's the example here.
You know, Jesus cared enough to die for little children, and it just is beyond the pale to think that parents wouldn't love their children at least a little bit the way Jesus did. Did Christ's sacrifice for their souls not mean anything to them? This is a disgrace. This is a giant black spot on the Church of Jesus Christ in this country.
Dave, the natural inclination, I think, of a parent is to love their children. There is something in the heart of every parent that is drawn to their children in some phileo emotional kind of love. But it tends to get dampened under a worldview that says children belong to the state, children are cosmic dust floating around a universe of chance. You know, that's ultimately the view of a world that says we don't care to destroy these children. We don't care to abort 40 million of these children over the last 30 years in America. And that's the worldview that's taught in the schools. That's the worldview that comes over the media day in and day out. And you don't think parents aren't picking this stuff up? Yeah, they are.
When you go whoring in Babylon, and that's what's happened here, is that the people of the church have adopted these whorish attitudes. And I mean this in the sense that they've taken on the idols of humanism. They've forsaken the Word of God as the principles and the rule of life. And they've taken the principles of foolish men's thoughts, and they've foundationally rooted their lives on top of it. It's no wonder that we have a society that's crumbling around us.
The end result, only 3 out of 10 born-again parents include salvation of their child in the list of critical parental emphases. That's George Barna's latest survey. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about loving our children, why we don't love our children, and how we can love our children. I've already said, Dave, that people are hard to love. And, you know, if your child is away from you for a good part of the day, you don't have to love him. You don't have to put up with him. There's a proverb that says, the barn is clean until we bring the cows home. and that's certainly the way it was in my life. The barn was clean. My life was pretty good. And I was doing pretty good. And I thought that I loved my children until I brought my children home. Until I brought my son into my life, and about 2 years ago, I began to spend most of the day, almost every day, with my son. And let me tell you something. I began to realize I didn't love my son as much as I should. I'd get angry with him. That's what happens. You know, I think there are a lot of moms, homeschool moms especially, spend a lot of time with their children, and they find it's difficult to love them.
And maybe that's the big problem. We have a lot of people who say they love Jesus who aren't spending much time with him. They're not spending time in the Word. They're not spending time in prayer. They're just not investing the time. Instead, they're watching what's on Fox next. And their love of Jesus isn't growing, and therefore they're horizontal, the love of their children, the love of their spouse. How many times have we seen a husband and wife not be able to love each other and realize that they're not connected to the God who teaches them love? And maybe that's the bigger problem. Maybe we have people who are dead in the relationship with Christ.
You know, it comes down to this spending time with the one we're in relationship with. You know, people talk about quality time, but Dave, I'm not sure you can really love and disciple a child unless you are with them while you sit in your house, while you walk by the way, while you drive in your car, while you do your business, while you rise up and lie down. That's Deuteronomy 6:7.
So you're going to love the one you're with.
You bet. Well, let's move on to how you disciple and love a child. I think one thing about children we've got to understand. The Bible says, I was tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. This is another proverb. But it talks to children being tender. And there are a lot of parents that have a hard time with this. They don't understand that you can't treat a child the way you treat an adult. Why? Because they're tender. And the Bible commends us to gentleness. Love is gentle. Love is kind. So as we learn to love our children, we have to learn to treat them with gentleness. They're tender. You can't show them the same programs. You can't give them the same books that you can give an adult.
No, and you can't expect the same results. You can tell an adult that something is wrong, and they will probably comprehend that the first time. With a small child, you get confused if you're not used to dealing with the child, because they're going to keep doing that thing over and over again, and you're going to have to repeat that lesson over and over again. And you can't manage your children. It's not like managing your staff at work. You can't fire your children. You have to love your children, and that involves a lot of emotional work, a lot of time. It's messy, and it's very, very difficult, and it's not too hard to understand why some people don't like the work of parenting.
My son came up to me the other day, Dave, and he said, Dad, you offended me. And that was difficult for me to receive that. I've got some pride in my heart. And I said, how'd I offend you, son? He said, when you said that joke about me, you joked about me and kind of put me down. I said, oh, yeah, I did do that, didn't I? I had to ask his forgiveness right there. And, it's moments like that, Dave, when the question comes up to you, do you really love this child made in the image of God, put under your care? Do you really love this little boy? And I've been faced with that question. But it's more than that, Dave. It's the question is really the question Jesus asked Peter in John 21. Of course, Peter had denied Christ at the cross. Now, that's an offense, right? That was a real big offense. And Jesus asked him three times, do you love me, Peter? Do you love me? Do you love me? Peter kept saying, I love you. And, it's coming together. It's the relationship. But Jesus said, turned to him at that point and said, I'll tell you what, Peter, if you love me, feed my lambs. Love my lambs. Take care of my lambs. The love that we have for our children really does have a connection to the love that we have for Jesus. So the question of whether I love my son has a whole lot more to do with the question of do I love Jesus? And Jesus makes that connection, doesn't he?
Yes. And if you don't love Jesus, you're not going to love his children. And if you love Jesus, you will love his children. You'll take care of them. And you'll love his word and you'll love his ways. And that's so much what this program is about. Do you love Jesus? Are you willing to let him tell you how to live? Are you willing to let him tell you that your children are a blessing? He says your children are a blessing. Do you believe me or don't you believe me?
And it's really interesting, Dave, because as I have learned to love my children over the years, I have found that my love for Jesus Christ has really grown. So these things are interconnected. As you love your children, as you learn to love your children, you learn to love Jesus Christ himself at the same time. These things are connected.
Yes, we'll find it in trees, like a fruit tree. You'll see that as the fruit ripens and becomes rich, the roots also grow. And they happen simultaneously. And that's the way of the Christian life. As our roots grow and as our fruits grow, it's not one without the other. They happen together.
Finally, as we talk about loving our children, Dave, I want to bring out the other connection that really does exist, and that is the connection of being loved and loving. I think there are people out there that do not understand that they are loved. And if they do not understand that they are loved, if I as a parent do not understand that I am loved, then I will have a hard time loving. I'm going to have a hard time teaching my children that they are loved. And they should be loving to others as well. The connection is there because, in 1 John, I think it's 4:19, John says there in that, we love him because he first loved us. And if you don't understand the second part of that verse, you're not going to understand the first part. You're not going to apply the first part. The fact that we have been loved is essential to us loving others.
In fact, John goes on to say that if you do not love, you do not love Jesus. You're not in Christ. So that is a barometer that the Bible holds up for being in Christ. And I would challenge every parent out there, do you love your children? Do you love Jesus?
And then I would challenge them, are you loved? Because this is the heart of the gospel. If parents aren't loving their children, then they have not received by faith the love of God in Christ Jesus. They haven't come to the fact that they have been loved and they have been died for, and they haven't received that by faith. And so we are at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These things come hand in hand in hand. And that's why I said at the beginning of the program, parents aren't communicating their faith with their children. Remember what I said? Whatever that is. I'm not sure if they know what their faith is. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are challenging you on the gospel of Jesus Christ. These things are connected. I'm afraid there are people in America who think they know something about Jesus Christ. They call themselves Christians, but they don't know about being loved, and they don't love their children. We'll be back in just a moment with more on Generations. Stay tuned.
Honey, the police! They're here for the kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are forces that want to take your children out of your homeschool forever. It's a worldview thing. And one day a year, about 1,000 homeschool families converge on the Capitol to stand for their homeschool freedoms. This year, on Friday, April 8th, it's Homeschool Day at the Capitol, and your family can participate in this free event. Informative seminars, a noontime rally, historical and legislative tours, and you can sign your children up for the Future Statesman program. But most importantly, this is your opportunity to send a message to your legislators. We love our family, and we love our freedoms. This year, we are honoring Representative Dave Schultheis with our Statesman of the Year award. Do not miss Homeschool Day at the Capitol, April 8th. Sign up today at www.check.org. That's check, C-H-E-C.org, or call 877-842-CHECK. One day a year for freedom. Can you afford that?
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Teen Pact taught me that I can make a difference in my culture. The nationwide Teen Pact organization is designed to teach teens to be well-informed citizens. Students spend a week at the Capitol where they get hands-on experience. You will learn parliamentary procedure, get involved in prayer walks, talk to experienced governmental officials, and more. Visit www.teenpact.com. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm a Teen Pactor.
I'm Claire, and I'm going to be involved in Teen Pact. Will you be there?
Only 30% of Christian parents would love to see their children in heaven. That's the Barna study that just came out. In fact, they found that a good education is more important than having a relationship with Jesus. What kind of worldview is teaching us these things? Folks, it's the wrong worldview, and it's infiltrating Christians because it was Christian parents that were asked the question, do you love your children enough to tell them about Jesus and share your faith with them? 30% of parents said, well, not really. What's on Fox tonight? Well, as we wrap up this program, we want to wrap it up on a positive note. And let me give you 7 ways you can tell your children that you care about them. 7 ways that you can tell your children that you care about them. Number 1, tell them that you want to see them in heaven and tell God you want them there. That's just a simple thing. It's not hard. Number 2, keep your promises. Keep your promises. Number 3, show some affection. Tell your children you care about them by just putting your arm around them. Touch them. Hold them. Hug them. Kiss them. Show some affection. Number 4, share your faith with them by reading the Bible and praying for them every single day. Number 5, confess your sin to them when you sinned against them. Number 6, discipline them in a loving manner and use the methods prescribed in the book of Proverbs. And number 7, take them to church. Just some simple ways you can tell your children that you care about them. I want to close this program by recommending an excellent resource, a book that has helped me and my family quite a bit, Shepherding a Child's Heart by Ted Tripp. Ted gets to the very heart of parenting and loving children in this book, Shepherding a Child's Heart. You can get this book by calling 877-842-CHECK, 877-842-CHECK, or checkbooks.com on the web, that's checkbooks.com. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin at check.org, that's Kevin at check.org, and you can hear this program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com, that's kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity,
and service, George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home. Call George at George Secrets Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Driver education and training gets an F, says the Good Housekeeping magazine in March 2003. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports driver education and training could increase the chances of a fatal crash with your teenager. Why is this? What's going wrong here? Why are parents not paying attention to these vital statistics? The problem is not within the teenager, but within the training process. When you separate the classroom from the practical, you are setting yourself and your teenager up for failure. University studies have proven that the National Driver Training Institute program works and will drastically reduce the chance of teenage crashes and fatalities. National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.